girl Lessie Less live in the
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your girl Lessie Less live in the building, man, and it's going down tonight. It's Friday. It's your girl Lessie Less, man, and we in the building with your man Joey 13, baby, and we're going to be talking about this new project, man. Along with that, we're also going to have your man Gizzle McFly out of California. He's going to be live on the line with us also, and we're live at the new studio, Deja Vu Records, live in the same building as WPGC 95, man, and we're doing our thing. Big shout out to Diamond, Andrew, Jordan, Marcel, and Talia, our interns live in the building, man, live in the building. Man, there's so many things that just went down, and big RIP to my man Maserati Fox, man, for real, man, definitely was a dope dude, RIP to him. And we're going to be talking about some other issues, you know what I'm saying, Kay Michelle, butt implant situation happening. And, you know what I mean? And also Dwayne Wade. You know, today it seems like it's just a big epic for the whole side chick, so we're going to talk about that situation. But right now, we're going to get into this quick interview with your man, Joey 13. Joey 13, what it do, baby?
What up, though?
Ain't nothing much digging in the scene on the gangster lane and woo-hoo. Man, so it's been a minute, man. We had you live on the show, like, actually, like, last year. Happy New Year.
I appreciate that. You know, that was one of my first radio interviews. Actually, I think it was my first radio interview.
Definitely, so we popped your cherry.
Yeah, that's what it was. I remember that. I'm a freaky nigga. So I remember that, definitely.
Definitely. So, and big shout-out to Cinnamon Jones for definitely that interview. She's actually, she does big things with Wu-Tang Clan and everything like that. And, so talk to us. You got a new project.
Yeah, that's correct. I dropped a mixtape last year called 13 Ravens, Joey 13, 13 Ravens. And what I'm dropping now, I gave that away for free. What I'm dropping now is on the iTunes, and basically what I did was just I took the features that I had with Raekwon, and I had a feature with E-40 and Killer Mike.
Okay.
And I kept those, and then I put 10 new songs on it, and I put it up on iTunes.
Oh, okay. That's dope. That's dope. So, I mean, you've done a lot of stuff, man. You performed at Howard Theater.
Oh, yeah. I performed at Howard Theater a couple times with Raekwon and Scarface and Danny Brown.
Okay.
I just recently with Danny Brown, and I went on tour with Ghostface this last year.
Okay.
I met him through Raekwon's Peoples.
Okay.
And he just threw me on tour. He's cool. He's a big homie, man. Ghost is cool, man.
Definitely, definitely. And so what was your biggest highlight for 2013 for you?
I would say that going on
cool.
tour with Ghostface. I performed at the inauguration with Future. I opened up for Future, but
okay.
And that was sweet because, you know, it's like Obama and everything like that, but I think the highlight was getting asked to go on tour with Ghost, because a lot of my infiltration, what I've been doing is just that infiltrating, like spend that money, or, you know, I show up, compare myself with people, and people, you know, are attracted to it, so then I get in like that. And having that, him be interested in the music, like, hey, man, why don't you come on tour with me? That was definitely big.
That's definitely big. You know, everybody, whoop, cut.
Oh, yeah. There's some wild little dudes, man.
Definitely. So what was the inspiration behind this whole project right here? Like,
13 Ravens, basically, it's like it's an introduction. You know, I just basically started doing this music a little more than a year ago, but so it was basically an introduction, and a raven, basically, why I picked the ravens, it's slang that we use, you know, like used to do other things, basically, you know,
okay.
just grinding and doing all that type of stuff, and so, you know, you got the birds and stuff, and you like, man, the eagles or the ravens are in town.
So it was cold
language. And, you know, a raven is the smartest bird. Bird that can learn the human language. It's got a lot of interesting traits that I kind of like, are like me. You know, I'm a loner, and the bird is a loner. And, and it's like a scavenger, and that's kind of like how we were, like, in the game. You know, I wasn't really, like, a D-boy, like, you know, like all these dudes. We was, like, vamping on dudes, and that's how we, you know, I kind of got tip to the drug game was after, you know, we robbing dudes and have this instead of money or whatever, then you got to get rid of it. And so that's how I kind of got hit to it. But that's basically what my hustle was, you know what I'm saying? I
was, was it hard separating, you know, being in that lifestyle, going into the music thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm learning, you know, and like in that lifestyle, you know, you're moving at a certain velocity, you know what I mean? And you're moving fast and you're getting money fast.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're getting a lot of money like that, it's you don't slow down. You know, you don't have something to slow you down. Like, I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't live around
me,
though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like every day I have to, you know, slow down like that. Even if I just wake up in the morning, I'm like, hey, babe, I'm going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm, you know, might be able to sleep the rest of the day. So slowing down like that and not being able to just dumb out and spend that money,
mm-hmm.
you know, once I really stopped that, you know, I cast out and just was like, okay, hey, I'm going to do this music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right in time, you know what I mean? Like, it was something that was on my mind, something that I wanted to do. Or I wanted to do something more creative, basically. Me, when my mom was alive, you know, rest in peace, Morning Gray, that's like my best friend, but...
Yeah.
She understood me, you know. I've been criminally minded, like, from a youth, you know what I mean? That was all, I've always been a little slick dude and like this, and I was doing all this while she was alive and she died.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, then it was like, hey, you know, she was always telling me that, like, you know, you won't be able to be as creative in that lane as you would be able to with music, and I always liked fashion and acting. That's
mm-hmm.
basically what I wanted to do since a little kid,
mm-hmm.
and so basically that, and I'm seeing, yeah, it is. It's like
so. With that being said, so basically, like, music kind of saved your life.
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, my life is here, but it's changed my life, and that's you know, that's something that is good. Change is positive, and it's like you see that. I have a mind like that, anyways. Like, if I do this, then this might not happen down the road. So I even had to step, you know, remove myself like that and even just let my music come and say, okay, hey, it's okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And get it and get those songs out. Really, once I got these songs, that's what it was, getting those songs recorded, because I was meeting a lot of people who are already MCs. They're like, Nate, I got 100 songs. So that was my first goal, was to record 100 songs. And so, like, I'm about 55 deep right now. You know what I mean? And then once I record 100 songs, I'll feel like, okay, I accomplished the goal. But along there, I've accomplished a lot. Like I said, I got to go on tour and stuff like that.
And the other thing I was going to ask you, you know, because we have some other new fans right here and listeners, and that might have were not able to listen to the other show.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people want to know, what's the whole gimmick behind the feather?
Okay, yeah. Well, the feather is, I guess it is. It's like a gimmick, you know. It's a way, like... to attract, you know what I mean? Like I said before, you know, I'm a slick nigga, and I was a thief, and I was, that's basically how I got, or, you know, these dudes that was doing their thing got hip to me, because they basically, in school, they would notice that people would tell me their business, white boys and black boys. So, you know what I mean? They were like, okay, this, and we were using that to where we was, you know, we was robbing the white boys, we go, blah, blah, blah. They have the good trees or whatever, and boom, we set that up. Okay, hey, they cool with dealing with me, but they not cool with dealing with super goons. You feel me? They can already be on their defense. So
the feather kind of differentiated you from everybody else. It's your thing.
Right.
So, and I know you have different kind of color feathers.
Yeah.
And stuff,
oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
And the glasses and stuff, so that's like your whole
That's my thing. Like, basically, what I was saying with that, with the feather, with that being that, my mom taught me things about recreation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I went to jail, I wasn't rocking the feather. When I got out, I threw the feather in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I got, like, 20 more conversations a day, and it was just a way to
break the ice.
The glasses came into the picture. I got perfect vision. I got 20/13 vision. My eyes are sensitive to light, so I do wear sunglasses a lot like that, but they came in. My daughter had to get glasses,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So then I was showing her, hey, it's cool, you know what I mean?
Rock glasses.
And the two things, glasses, when glasses were invented, it allowed people who literally did not have eyesight to see and perceive the world in a different way and enjoy the with the rest of us. The feather is what separates us from birds. It's their hair, but that's what allows them to take flight. And so that's how, you know, that's the meaning behind it. And, you know,
definitely.
Like, I knew, like, when I went to jail, I was going to be stamped. You know, you got the mark of the beast. I'm a felon, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? But that's what my mom was trying to tell me, like, man, you're still, a beautiful man, and you can still do a lot of positive things, you know. Once.
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. And right now, if you're tuning in, you can call in at 347-826-7722. Don't forget, we're live at Deja Vu Records Studio. And big shout-out to one of our sponsors. Big shout-out to Don't Be a Bama. Make sure you follow them on Instagram, don'tbeabama.com. And shout-out to Kings of New York. We're going to go into some music from your boy Joey 13.
Okay,
and now we have this first song called Bitch Killer.
Yeah, it's a play on words,
okay.
You know what I mean? Because it's like what's going on in that song is, you know, my life, I've kind of lived in obscurity. I've been a criminal and, you don't, we're not all like, oh, you know, like rappers. Rappers are like, hey, we're trying to get known. So a lot of guys sometimes cross the line.
Mm-hmm.
We choose up. We say, you know what I'm saying, we're not going to tell on nobody. We choose the life. This is what it is. What happened, you know, with Big and Pac is you get the lines blurred and they running with criminals or they doing a certain things and you got all this bravado and then boom, your life is taken where really, it's like a few, that's what my homies tell me, because
mm-hmm.
they've been like, man, you know, you need to get this, we all need to get this other hustle, but you need to do it, you may be the most creative, even most adept to get these things, so let's let the rappers rap, let's let the trappers trap,
yeah.
And you know what I'm saying, we all family, so we're going to build and break bread at the end of the day at the table, so
definitely.
That's what we definitely got on, we don't be crossing the lines like that, you know what I mean?
Definitely. So we're going to go into this first song right here from your man, Joey 13. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And this one is called Bitch Killer. And we got another joint from him. It's called Married to the Game.
Yeah, Married to the Game.
Talk to us about that song.
Okay, it's like that. Again, it's that choice, you know what I mean? God even tells us, you know, man got choice, and that's basically what the game is, whether it's pimping or anything, is choosing. Everybody knows, you know. And so that's what it is, just choosing up and standing by your choice. You know, that's the thing, and that's how you really end up learning these lessons, you know, like, for instance, I came out here, a guy told on me, you know, if he would have stood up for, you know, his thing and went through that, but he never got to learn the lesson, it was silly, and that's what I definitely am trying to tell my daughter and stuff like that, and you know, I just recently told her that I had been in jail and stuff like this, she thought, you know, I was someplace else, and she smiled and she laughed, and then I was like, why, but she's like, I thought you chose to be away from me, so,
yeah,
you know
so.
What I mean, so it's just like, that's what that's about. Married to the game, you choose up, you hold your woman down, or you hold, you know, just be faithful to what it is that you're rocking with.
Definitely. So we're going to go into this song right here called Married to the Game by Joey 13. My bad. That song is called Body Bag. It's not called Married to the Game.
There we go.
Well, we're still going to play the song right now. And that right there, that was Body Bag right there. And we have another song. It's called Peter Klein. And we're going to also have Gizzle McFly live in the building from Cali, who's going to be on the show also in a few minutes. But we're going to go into the next song right here, Peter Crying.
Yeah, Peter Crying.
And this is basically to just put a picture on, you know, people out there crying wolf, you know, snitches.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to go into that song right now. And we're going to come right back. So we're going to give you a little bit of samples of what's going on with the new project, and we're going to come right back. So give your feedback, call in at 347-826-7722 on Lush Radio Online. I'm not even going to say, I'm just going to play this next one, and you can tell me what it is, because I don't think it's in there, right? So this is the last one that we're going to play right there off of that project right here. I actually like Peter Cry Wolf right there. That one was like, I definitely like that song right there.
Appreciate it.
And, you know, because it's kind of like, if people want to get at you, Joey, like,
yeah.
where do they go out?
You can get at me on my social sites, which are Joey13 Times, that's T-I-M-E, J-O-I-E, the number 13, T-I-M-E-S, my Instagram, and then Food Mob Joey is my Twitter. And, Joey13X is my email. Just don't go crazy.
Make sure you're sending it.
Yeah, if you want to send me the beat, definitely. I'm a writer, man. I dumb out on the beats all day and night. So.
And we have Jordan Marcel, who actually produces. He's live in the building.
Oh, man, homie.
That's
what I need. You know, that's definitely something I'm trying to get into is the writing. I would love to sit down with.
He does something. He's a very talented young man. So I mean, I can definitely put in some work and stuff. So we definitely live in the building. We're also going to have Gizzle McFly from out of Cali. He's on the line. We're going to bring him on in a few seconds. But Joey, I'm just happy I'm getting to see you.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah, you cute, man. I'm like, okay. Smell good. It's all good. That's right up Joey's alley, man. You know, I'm a wolf, so I'm out here. I'm out, you know, beg my pardon, you know what I mean?
But I truly appreciate you on the sidelines. You can still stay with me and stuff.
Okay.
On the sideline, we're going to go and take some pictures and stuff offline.
Okay.
So we're going to go here and go into the interview with Gizzle McFly from out of Cali, and you can chime in on that, too.
Okay, yeah. No, definitely.
So we're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. You know we're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Studios, man. We in the building. I got Diamond, Jordan Marcel, my man Andrew, Natalia, and my man Big Bear, Granville Jones, the CEO in the building, Joey 13. We live in the building. We turned up, and we're going to go to the line and see if we got my man Gizzle McFly in the building, man.
Hello.
What up, Doug?
Hello. Am I in here? What's happening? How y'all doing?
Ain't nothing much, man. How you doing, homie?
Man, I'm good out here enjoying this life, man. I'm just pushing this project and trying to maintain.
Definitely. That's what's up, man. So what's going on, man? You got the whole new project, and big shout out to my man, OP. He told me you're definitely doing your thing out there, man. Hello? Hello, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you were drinking or something over there, man.
Woo, it's hot, I'm out of bitch. It's hot, but now we just dropped this called, Jizzle Me, it's called Magnum G.I. the complete first season. We dropped that November 12th. It's on iTunes and everything, but that's pretty much a full length project. I'm pretty much I'm a goofy dude, so I just took the whole little Magnum PI situation from the old 80s TV show and just created my own soundtrack and my own situation. So I just, we dropped that under Loyalty Before Royalty Entertainment. Like you said, I got my OG partner OP helping with this push, and that's what we are right now.
Definitely. Big shout out to OP. He's definitely brought us, like, great, great artists on the show, and we broke a lot of artists on the show. So shout out. We love the West Coast, man. So Magnum P.I. was one of my favorite shows back in the day, homie. For real.
Man, that's why I had to bring it back. I had to bring it back to where people really realized what the real feel was about things. So, I mean, that's how I like to do it. I'm an 80s baby myself, so, I mean, it was something that people could resonate to, they could recognize for the older generation, if you want to call it that, and then, we got sounds for these young folks.
Definitely, and the other thing I was going to ask you, so what inspired you to get started into this industry, babe?
So if you said the vibe?
What inspired you to get started into this industry?
Just always being involved in music, just period. And then you have friends that do it, and I have a couple of good partners. Jay Pender, he's a well known artist. Time Def, they're a well known group, and they just encouraged me to do it myself. And it was just a situation of follow your dreams. You only got one life to live, so you might as well go ahead and do it.
Definitely. And who are some of the people that you're working with right now on this project?
Right now, I got, as far as artists we work with, my partner Kryptonite Music, he's also from out here in the Bay Area, myself, my team of producers. I got Teak Punch, she's the one who made the R&S, so we about to play. She holds it down for me. Psycho is a good name. If people know the name of Mac Dre, Psycho was one of Mac Dre's main producers, and I've been blessed to be able to work with him now mainly. And it's really, we got it's a nice little team that we got.
Definitely. So R&S, man, tell us the whole vibe behind that, man. Talk to us.
R&S, man, we took a little sample from Ronnie O and Joe Cooley, Everlasting Bass. That was one of my songs growing up as well. It was an old school, feel good, trunk rattling sound, and it was just something I wanted to bring back. So I teamed up with my good partner, Teak Punch, and she put the beat together, and it was only right that I had to talk my spiel on it.
Definitely. Is there going to be a visual? Is there a video out or anything?
For that, we're working on a treatment for that. That video will be coming soon, but I do have videos from that project out already that are up on my website.
Definitely. And your social media networks and stuff, so we can definitely check you out on there also.
Yeah. Like I said, my website, GIZZLEMCFLY, JizzleMcFly.com. I mean, everything that you need to find out except my address and my mama name pretty much is on there. So it's like you can, everything is pretty much. So I mean, from Twitter to, Instagram, SoundCloud, whatever you Audio Mac, people work with that. iTunes, you can get to all that just by going straight to JizzleMcFly.com.
Definitely. We're gonna go into your song real quick, and we're gonna come right back. So we're gonna play R&S from your man Jizzle McFly.
Live. Hello.
Online, man. We're gonna play that real quick, baby.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online. You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we're live in the building. R&S by your boy, Izzle McFly, man. And I got to go to the line, man. That joint was definitely dope, man. West Side in the building.
Yeah.
So, You know, the, I like the whole flavor of the song and everything like that, man. Where did you get the name Gizzle McFly, though? Explain that, homie.
Man, so look, I'm about to tell y'all some real OG candid information. So when I first started this little, what I'm finna call rapping,
don't say that, man. They got a set, man. Don't say that. Like, go ahead.
So look, when I first started rapping, I used to go by Lil Magic, right? And then from there, I used to just say Jizzle, and it was short for Magic, and then I just took the whole little situation away from that, and then we started running with Jizzle McFly, and then that, you know, that's where we came from there.
Definitely a dope song, and I definitely know that with the push from OP, because OP, when he goes behind the song and he pushes his effort towards the song, it's a rap. He have it on every station. So
that's the goal.
With a good guy. Do you see what are your aspirations in the future with your music?
To just at this point to be a, I wouldn't say a household name because that sounds cliche, but just to touch the people who feel the same way I feel when it comes to listening to music and creating art. If I can just make a lasting impression and make people remember the things that I did for the right reasons, then I mean I'm good. Whether it be three million, as long as I touch somebody, you know, that's what inspires me to keep going.
Definitely, and I definitely appreciate you calling into the show. Can you give once again all of your social media networks so people can link up and connect with you and everything like that, fam?
I got you. First off, I just want to appreciate you. I appreciate the opportunity for me to be on here. You can catch me at JizzleMcFly.com. That's the hub for everything. You can go JizzleMcFly_LBR. That's Instagram, Twitter, and everything else. So, I mean, it's pretty simple. You can go to one place and get it all, or you can pick and choose and do what you want to do. But it's all there for y'all.
Definitely. Jizzle, you know, we wish you nothing but the best with your career. And, you know, when you put out the video and everything like that, make sure you send us over there the links and everything so we can definitely support that. Okay, fam?
No, that's automatic. We're gonna make sure that happens. I'm for sure. I got some more for y'all too. So this ain't gonna be the last time. This gonna be the first of many.
Definitely. And I definitely appreciate you coming on the show all the way out there in Cali. What time is it right now over there?
Yeah, I mean it's 4:34. So I'm standing here looking at the sun go down. I know it's a little dark over there, but it's still fake afternoon.
You're still looking outside. It's bright outside, man. But you know what, though? That's Radio Online. We got your back like a t-shirt, baby. You already know what it is.
Hello.
We in the building, man. It's nothing but love. We're going to go ahead and we're going to play that song one more time. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to a quick break. And we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Broadcasting live on Ustream from Deja Vu Records and Entertainment. Baby, baby. Yo. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we back in the building like that. There was R&S, you know what I'm saying? We're back in the building. Like, if you want to call in at 347-826-7722, we're going to go play some music in a few minutes, but, you know, big shout out to my man, Gizzle McFly, and also big shout out to my boy, Joey 13, live in the building with us, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, you see that right there in the camera, that's that new ish, you already know what it is, Joey 13, go pick that up, iTunes. We got a caller live on the line. Caller, you're live on the line, what it do, baby? 925, you're live in the building with Lush Radio Online. What to do, baby? 925, you're live in the building. Okay, we lost you, 925. It's all good. You can stay and listen. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. So we got a couple of things. You know, RIP, my man, Maserati Fox, man, for keep doing it and everything like that, man. New York was saddened, man. I mean, it was sad, you know. And a lot of people were just, a lot of people lost their lives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So RIP to him. Also, big shout out to my girl K Michelle. Though everybody knows K Michelle for her big old bubble butt,
big old booty,
right? So allegedly, right? So my girl was actually trying to, I guess she was trying to twerk, because, you know, twerking is getting out of hand. I mean, you got flat-butted chicks, you know what I'm saying? Children, I actually seen an infant twerking. I actually seen a freaking, you know what I'm saying, a baby that was inside of the womb twerking. It's getting ridiculous right now. Grandma's just twerking, you know what I'm saying? It's getting ridiculous, man. So anyway, she was trying to twerk. And I've never heard this before in my life, yo. I didn't even know that implants could do this. They said her implants in her booty actually froze up and she couldn't twerk. Yeah, when she went to go jiggle her butt, they wouldn't move. Straight solid, no motion, no jiggle puff, nothing. It just would not move. So, you know what they had to do? She was like, yo, she knew something was wrong when she couldn't twerk anymore. Because you know Queen Michelle is known for that booty, right?
Oh,
so they had to allegedly rush her to the hospital because the weather was below a certain temperature, so they froze up, and they said they had to remove the implants out of her glutamus maximus, right? And then they had to heat them up and then reinsert them back into her booty so it can go back to a jiggly puff. So we are happy for you because you know what? You would be nothing without that booty, girl. You just be a regular person singing, and we'd be sad for you because we love that booty. You know what I'm saying? We definitely would love to see that booty. If we can't see that booty jiggle, I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But big shout out to K. Michelle. You know what I'm saying? I don't really think that, you know, people should be out here doing these butt implants. You know what I'm saying? It's going to freeze up. I thought if you pay that much money, it should have all kind of weather control. You could take that joint to Antarctica. You know what I'm saying? Take that joint all the way out to freaking Egypt somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Them joints shouldn't melt. They shouldn't freeze. Them joints should be able to, you know what I'm saying, spring you up in the air. If you're paying that much money for some booty implants, you should be able to do all kinds of stuff. You should be able to cook a meal out that ass. All of it. But you know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. K. Michelle. That was the situation. Now we got this other situation going on. Is it the year of the sidekick? I don't know what's going on, man, because everybody's talking about the girl Olivia off of Scandal, man. Now, I personally, I ain't going to lie to you, I don't watch Scandal. You know what I'm saying? Now, some people say that it does depict some of the things that are going on and with the political parties, you know what I'm saying, in the government and all the schemes and stuff like that. But let me tell you the real things that most black people are watching. They're watching the fact that your girl Olivia is smacking, flipping it, rubbing it down with the president of the United States while the wifey's sitting there like, she acting like she don't know what's going on. But real talk, everybody's watching the sex scene. My man, one of my homeboys hit me up and said, dog, you ain't watch Scandal? I'm like, why do you watch the Scandal? What's going on with, dog, you ain't see that scene, dog? Dog, you ain't see that scene? I'm like, what scene? Man, I'm telling you, you don't even got to watch porn no more, man. You can just watch Scandal. So, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy because the thing about it is that everybody's worshiping this girl who's a side chick. She's a lawyer and everything. Everybody's worshiping her as a side chick. But it's like in real life, you know what I'm saying? You got your girl that was with, what is his man, Stevie, right? You got her now. I just recently seen she got a, you know, she got a ring on her finger, a finger and everything like that. So all these side chicks are coming into the scene, and this is like the person that we like Hail Mary to her because she's a side chick. So now we got a situation with Dwayne Wade, right? Dwayne Wade had a child outside of the relationship. And everybody's like sitting here bad mouthing him and saying all kinds of stuff. But yeah, even though he had a side chick, but y'all still praising this chick over here that's on Scandal. So make up your decision, America. Do you like the side chick or you don't like the side chick? Because everybody's watching the side chick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Everybody's watching the side chick, and everybody seems like they're rooting for men to have a side chick. So for all you side chicks out there, I salute you. Because right now, you got a chick right now that actually is your representative right now. Okay, on Scandal. So big shout out to all the scandalous side chicks out there, man. Go get your money, because she sure is, and she getting cheap too. So big shout out to her on Scandal, man. And, you know, we're live on the line. Don't forget, we got to shout out our sponsors. Big shout out to Don't Be a Bama. Follow them on Instagram. Also, make sure that you check out Joey13. Check him out. And also, don't forget to check out the DVD that's all over the world, all over the place. Check out Kings of New York. Check it out. Big shout out to Quan Lee TV at QuanLeeTV.com. So make sure you follow him. And it's your girl, Leslie Les. And we're going to also big shout out to all of our interns. Shout out to Andrew, Jordan Marcel, Talia, and my girl Diamond, Joey 13. Big shout out to Granville Jones. We're in the building. And if you're looking for recording sessions, right, if you're looking to record, if you're looking to come here and just rehearse, or you're looking to do your own online radio station, don't forget to check out Deja Vu Records and Entertainment. And they're located at 4200 Parliament Place, right here on Forbes Drive in the same building as WPGC, or you can call at 301-577-6071, and you can schedule your session with them. So we're going to definitely be going there, and we're going to go ahead and play some music, and we're going to come right back. It's your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building, man. And we're live on air. Okay, you're live on air, so this is live radio, so you have situations. I'm going to play something else on my board real quick. We're going to go ahead and play something. We're going to play Love You More by Chris Brown, and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
Chris Brown. So big shout out. Also, Being Mary Jane actually premiered not too long ago. Everybody was so involved with it. Gabrielle Union doing her thing. I'm not really into the TV that much, but they said it definitely was a great show. Also, Hercules is coming out, actually came out today. Also, Lone Soldier also came out. It's a true story about soldiers who actually went into battlefield and only one soldiers survived. They were Navy SEALs, so that's also coming out. And if you guys haven't seen The Wolf of Wall Street, man, that's something that you cannot take your kids to see because it is off the hook. It's nothing but nudity, comedy, drugs, and it depicts the real life situation of the actual guy that was in Wall Street back in the 80s, 90s, and he was getting ridiculous money. I mean, it taught you a lot about Wall Street and buying and trade economics. So it's definitely a great movie, but the thing about it is Mr. Scorsese. I have a bone to pick with you, man. If you're going to make a three-hour movie, dog, like, warn people, man. We did not know that was a three-hour movie, dog. okay? I went in there, you know, the first 2 hours were good, but I think they dragged out a couple of scenes. It was kind of too long for me. So if you're going to go see The Wolf of Wall Street, if you haven't seen it, make sure you bring a Snicker with you because it's going to be a long one. Great job on Leonardo DiCaprio. I love him. Mwah, magnifique. He's great at everything he does, so big shout-out to him. And so, you know, we're looking for a lot of new things in 2014 for Lush Radio Online. We're going to be broadcasting live each and every Friday from here. And we're also inviting other people that would like to do their shoots live in the studio during the week. Give us a call. You can hit me up at 240-468-2571 if you would like to have and do your show and broadcast live and stream, because we have access to streaming. Also, you can record live here, and you can also do rehearsals. So definitely hit us up. And people that want to network, we're also looking for interns. So definitely hit us up if you're interested. So we're going to have to wrap up the show. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And I just want to say I love you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Chicken grease and hair grease and all that, and I love you. And big shout-out to my man Jordan Marcel. You want to hit him up with them beats, man. Don't forget to check him out at Jordan Marcel, you know what I'm saying, on that Twitter and everything. Hit him up. He definitely got the beats for you, man. Got the beats. Big shout out to my intern, Andrew, live in the building behind the camera doing his thing. Big shout out to my girl Diamond, snapping them pictures, and my girl Talia, CEO underscore Talia in the building. You already know she's not the average 10-year-old. Big shout out to Granville Jones, the CEO, the head honcho, the boss's boss, live in the building, man, for doing that technical work, man. We love you, man. We in here, Lush Radio Online, man. Don't forget, man, catch us on that Ustream each and every Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. And don't forget Mondays, Motivational Mondays with your girl, Emma E2K. Log on to LushRadioOnline.org, and you can check us out at Lush Radio Online, at Joey13Times, at Gizzle McFly underscore DMI, we live in the building. Big shout out to Trey Day, wonderful PR. If you're looking for PR, and we in here, Lush Radio Online, man. And we turned up. I'm out of here, man. I'm going ahead and go to some music and hit this board and see if we're going to get some music now.
Oh, I'm about to dive in.
You know what? I don't want to dive in right now. I don't feel like diving in. I feel like turning up the music. If I could play it right now, turning up the music. Turn it up, man. It's Lush Radio Online, man, and we're turning it up each and every Friday, man, and we're all the way live, baby. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Follow me. I'm your host and host, the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. Let's go.
Turn up the music.